My Country 95.5, it is Wednesday morning, and what better way to roll through a Wednesday than talk to a couple of talented folks, Casey Rizloff and Zach Pullen in today, and of course, A Home for Steamboat will be out in April, and guys, I know it's really amping up the excitement because Christmas is just around the corner. I've seen in studio that this is proof. You brought in one of your copies of your work, Zach, and I know that this has been a long road, a hard road, I'm assuming, and a lot of late nights of creativity.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's the beauty of it. It's the beauty of my job is to figure out how to fit the most work in and the fewest amount of hours.
I know that coming up with ideas like Steamboat, I mean, Steamboat is one of those characters in Wyoming history that is close to the heart of every Wyomingite. So to take something like this, I mean, it's like great responsibility to hold a valuable treasure like that. And boy, you really pull it off.
Thank you. Yeah. It's surprising to me that people don't know the origin of the symbol on the plate and the symbol of University of Wyoming and athletics. And so when you say Steamboat, a lot of people don't know exactly what you're talking about until you say it's the horse. And the horse is an amazing legacy, and we all wear it, and we're all proud of it.
That is interesting that there haven't been a whole lot of books about it, but Casey, then you reach down deep and you pull it out and really bring Steamboat to life.
Well, thank you, Drew. Yeah, I appreciate that. But I do get teamwork. Zach is great to work with to help come up with the story. I read a lot of the history and stuff first to get my mind going and other Western literature, but also then that teamwork piece.
One of the fun parts about you guys is obviously this isn't your first rodeo, as I might say, because you've been doing this for quite a long time together. How many works have you guys done together?
Three books. So this is the third book that we've done together.
So that's crazy. And how long has that been then? We were talking a little bit earlier that these don't happen overnight. I mean, obviously, we've been talking for a couple of months, Casey, about this book, but it's been in the works a lot longer than that. So between all of your works, I mean, gosh, how long have you guys been teamed up?
For a team, I don't know, about 10 years. Yeah. But he's helped me from the beginning because he's been in the book world for quite a lot longer. So,
Zach, when you go back to stuff like that and you come across someone like Casey, and obviously you guys click, you work well together, and how does that translate into your work? I mean, can you tell when you go in with ideas that pretty receptive on both sides?
Yeah, I think so. I think the beauty of it is hardly ever is it that I get to work directly with an author. Usually we're across the country or, you know, I work with editors solely and sometimes never even speak to the author. This is a unique situation where we can bounce a bunch of ideas off of each other very quickly in just note form and watch something kind of transform. Like, I think extremely visual. I think you would agree with that.
Yes. That's why it's fun to work with you.
And so when I'm trying to explain, like, okay, so what if we went this direction and I do like a thumbnail or a quick sketch to kind of get my idea across, like Casey can bring that to life in words. And then we just get rid of the adjectives.
That's awesome that you guys work great together like that. We'll talk more about this in just a few minutes. Hang tight. Zach Pullen, Casey Rizloff coming back in just a few minutes. My Country 95.5. My Country 95.5 back in the studio with Zach Pullen and Casey Rizloff. Thank you guys for coming in. And so you guys have worked together for a long, long, long time. And I know that things probably get a little heated sometimes because you're creative types. And are there things like doors slammed and glasses being broken and...
Oh, no. We never do that.
I mean, you both seem like you're very high strung.
Yeah. Just a lot of gray hair. No. No, I think that's the beauty of our teamwork is that we both walk in with an open mind. Mm-hmm.
The list gets long. That's what happens. Like, I'll bring up maybe some help or something, and he's already got 20 or 30, and I'm just trying to keep up on my notepad all his cool ideas. So, you know, you only end up using so many, but how great is that to have a whole treasure chest full of ideas? And we do it even on marketing now, too, because we're doing our own marketing with, again, a lot of teamwork, but we still are coming up with the ideas. Where do we want to go with it? And I think a lot starts with him.
You know, it's a two-way street. Both, you know, obviously you both have your mindset on a certain path or direction, but when you can come together and meet in the middle on things like that, I mean, that just goes to show the professionalism and the talent between the two, because, you know, if you were both going the opposite way, it wouldn't work out, and obviously it has. And with the Home for Steamboat, this one coming out tax day in 2025, which, you know, everybody needs a relief on that day. Don't you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
So between now and then, what will be the steps to get the book into the hands of the readers?
Right now, we're supposed to see proofs soon.
From the printer.
Within a month. And then once we have that, like, once you set a release date, you can't release early. Even if we get books early, we can't release early. And that's why there was lines for Harry Potter, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, we're hoping that once those books arrive, that we will start and launch the book in Casper. And that'll be our first signing. That'll be our first pickup for all the pre-orders. That'll be everything to start it. And then we'll do like a week-long statewide tour.
So to build the anticipation, which obviously people are already antsy. We were just talking about a couple of people ready for those books for Christmas, but that's not happening. But you do have an alternative way to show that the book is coming.
Yeah, we're going to release like a limited folded greeting card or a gift card. So people will have something to put under a tree or, you know.
In their stocking.
Yeah, like there's a lot of different ways that, you know, you can gift this, and we will as well, just as a placeholder almost, which is really cool.
So, again, the book is coming out in April. You can pre-order now. You can go to your website, I assume, right? Casey Risloff Books.
Homeforsteamboat.com.
Homeforsteamboat.com. Oh, makes it easy.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, we appreciate you coming in. And if you want to continue on with the conversation, we're going to move it to the on-demand portion of our app. So come on over and join us there. Again, Casey Risloff, Zach Pullen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
If you want to hear more of our conversation, there's a lot more detail about Zach and really the background. You can do that right now at the After Show After Party at the My Country 95.5 app.